God's house one more time this morning. You know, the song said that God's arms reached down, His hands reached down to us. You know, there was a time in my life I had T-Rex arms. You know what those are? Those are real short. And there's no way that I could have got there from here without the love of Jesus Christ. And I thank God for that this morning. Is anybody else in here this morning so amazed that it is December already? This year has just flown by. And you know what? I think it's went faster than any other. We know that's not true because the same was a year 1960 didn't go any faster than a year today. But it's just our concept of time. And I'm here to tell you this morning, that's not what I'm going to preach on, by the way, just this just free. But this is what I'm going to tell you here this morning about that. You know, I don't know how, you know, whenever you're younger, it seems like time doesn't go fast enough for you. Man, I couldn't wait to get to where I drive. I couldn't wait to get out of school. I couldn't wait to do this. I couldn't wait to do that. Now I'm saying, you know what, I wish it'd slow down just a little bit. Amen? So enjoy your life now while you've got it. Enjoy it. Love every minute of it. Love what the Lord has given you, what He does for you. And just praise Him for what He does each and every day of your life. Thank God for the letters in red. Thank God for His grace that saved you and me one day. You know what? I was despicable. I was down. You know that movie, Despicable Me, that applied to me one day. And I thank God that, you know what, He looked past and beyond all that. And He saved my soul one day. It wasn't a fairy tale. It wasn't something that I made up. He honestly and goodly can save you today. He can bring you out of the pits of hell and set your feet on a solid rock this morning. That's the kind of God that we serve this morning. That's what He's about. Praise God. Praise it. I'm going to be over in Proverbs, the 4th chapter. And by the way, you know what? Ladies, contrary to what you believe, there can be more than one wise man. The Bible said that there were wise men that came from the east. Amen? And you know what? I don't know how many of them there was. And some of them people say three. I don't know. There could have been a whole lot more than that. But there were wise men. And they are still seeking God today. And I hope and pray this morning that if you are a woman or a man or a boy and girl here today and the Lord is seeking you, He still says that you can find Him today. Amen. I'm going to be over in Proverbs, the 4th chapter, if you would turn over there. While you're turning there, before we stand up to read God's Word, anyone that's been in this church for any length of time knows this and understands this, that Jamie and yours truly will preach the Word of God, and we will preach it without favor or fear. We go into the nooks and crannies. Amen? We will do that. And praise God, you know what, I may just be doing that here in the next few weeks. I don't know. God has just been dealing with me on some things. The Lord has dealt with me to preach it. And as long as God's Word, as long as it is God's Word, I'm here to tell you, I believe that we should preach it, and I believe that we should teach it. I'm sure that some will agree and some will disagree with me, but, you know, so be it. So be it. That's not an arrogant statement. I'm just going to tell you what the Bible says about it. Whenever the Bible says this, it tells us this over. Let me get to the scripture here before I go any farther. I'll tell you what, sometimes I just want to throw these notes clear out of the way, but if I did, I wouldn't be able to preach nothing. Honestly, I wouldn't, because my mind would go 50,000 different ways. Over in 2 Timothy, it says this, in 4:2, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine. With that being said, let's stand as we read God's word in Proverbs, the 4th chapter. Bear with me, please. 4:23 through 27. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a forward mouth and a perverse lips, put far away from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the paths of thy feet, let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Let us pray. Father, if we come, Lord, this morning, I come with thanksgiving in my heart this morning, Lord, again. I want to praise you. I want to give you the glory that you so rightly deserve, Lord. And Father, we ask you, Father, to be with each and every heart in here, Lord. We want to thank you for this time of year, Lord. We want to thank you for all that you give us. And we'll give you the praise for it all and ask it in Jesus' name. And you may be seated and thank you. Thank you. I just come through the holiday season of Thanksgiving. We're heading into Christmas. And one of the things is, like, if you're like me, we had a very good meal. And whenever I got up from that meal, and I heard Greg say something about this the other day, you know what? I was stuffed. And my question for you here this morning, what are you stuffed with this morning? And I'm going to get into that here maybe in the next few weeks, the Lord allows. But you know what? I want to talk to you that there's a theme that runs all the way through the Bible, from the back clear from Genesis clear to Revelations, and it talks about guarding our hearts, making sure that our hearts are where they should be. And you know what? If you look at it, there's no way you can get out of it. It talks about it in the Bible, and it talks about that if we guard our hearts, you know what? We can guard what God has given to us, that precious thing that God has given to us. Now, I want you to understand that whenever I get into this, maybe in the next few weeks, the Lord allowed me to do this. I'm going to go into some nooks and crannies. I'm going to do that. But I hope and pray that you bear with me. This is not to put anybody down or to squelch anybody or to try to do anything against anyone or anything I know about anybody. But it's to help us to get ready for the new year that's coming up and help us to grow closer to what God wants us to be. How many of you ever heard of the name Morgan Spurlock before? Yeah, you know who Morgan, Belinda's heard of him. He done a thing called Supersize Me. It was a documentary back in 2003. And what had happened whenever he did that, he went to a certain fast food restaurant and he ate there nothing but that fast food restaurant served for a solid month. That's all he ate, three times a day, and he had him supersize it as he did it. Every day he did that for a month. You know what he found out? He put on 24 pounds in a month. His triglycerides and his cholesterol went from the 150 range clear up to 230. His body mass increased to 13%. He had liver troubles, he had joint and muscle aches, and he had other things, other physical issues, mood swings, all other kind of things that happened just within a month of just doing that. What he had put into himself for a month, he did it to prove what you put into yourself is what you get out of it. That's what he did for a whole month. It took him almost a year after he went off of this diet to get back down to where he was in the ranges where he was before. And he had to do it by eating a totally vegan diet. I'm not here telling you what to eat and what not to eat. That's not what I'm saying. My point to you here this morning is this. What you put into yourself is what you're going to get out of yourself. All adults would not argue this point with me this morning here. You know what? When it comes to children, when it comes to our children, we are the most careful with them, aren't we? With what we allow them to consume, are we not? We are. We're careful. Whether it be food, and this is the point I want to make, more importantly, whether it be their minds. We want to make sure what is stuffed into those children as best as we can. We all know that they're very impressionable. They're very malleable. You know what? We know that they are like little lumps of clay. That whenever we have them, anything that goes into them helps mold them down through their life, does it not? It helps mold them. They're little pieces of clay. And it'll mold them for the better and for the worst. Amen? It will mold them. Whatever we put into those kids, it'll mold them. We assume this, and this is the point of it. We will assume that once those children, once we've raised them and got them to a certain point, we assume that, you know what, when they get to a certain point, they're old enough to go ahead and handle these things by themselves. We will assume that. But I'm here to tell you this morning, we assume wrong sometimes. We assume wrong sometimes because I want to preach to you this morning about us this morning. I want to preach to you this morning about everyone in here this morning, adult, children, whoever it may be. We will never ever grow out of that where we can be influenced, where we can be taken and help us to and show us a different way. You know what? Do we understand that there are influences that can change us for the better and for the worse as well? Amen? What are you stuffed with this morning? That's my question. I'm just going to go for a little bit today. This is just to get into the beginning of it. What I want to get into the rest of the time down through the next few services, I'll get into more detail. I'll get into those nooks and crannies. But what I want to talk to you this morning is about is what are you stuffing into yourself each and every day? You understand there are influences that change it. Everyone's from teens to senior citizens. We can be influenced. We can have things. Everyone, we can be like these little kids. Do you realize we are lumps of clay? Everybody in here, are those still those lumps of clay? I've been influenced. I have been influenced from the in my 30s, in my 40s. In my 50s and now into my 60s, I have been influenced by things that I should not have been influenced by because I let myself get off track. I let myself get off. It says here, when it says in verse 23 in Proverbs, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. He isn't just saying that from somebody that haphazardly knew what was going on. He understood. He understood that if we don't keep our hearts, and I'm not talking about that muscle that's beating in there. I'm talking about the thinking part of us, the thing that we allow to influence us and drive our life. We do that to me. There are influences that change people all the time. And it has changed, each and every one of us at times. We are all like clumps of clay. We are all like those lumps of clay that do that. Yeah, and everything goes. In Proverbs, again, let me read down. All else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from that. It flows from your heart, flows from your mind. All through the Bible, that theme is in there, that it's our heart that we have to guard. It's our heart to be careful what we put into it. Just like that man proved right there, just like he proved. He ate nothing but that fast food restaurant for a month. In 1 month, can you imagine that? 24 pounds. In 1 month, it's what the man, go look at the documentary. See what all he did just to prove a point. And I'm telling you, what you constantly look at, what you constantly read, what you constantly watch, what you constantly consume on social media, I'm here to tell you, if you do not think that it has an influence on you, if you do not think that it's trying to mold you and form you, it will do that, and it is doing that. Whether we know it or whether we don't, it's doing that for the better or it's doing it for the worst in your life. Now, I'm not going to stand up here and tell you that everything is bad. All the social media is bad. All the other stuff is bad. But I'm here to tell you, you know what? If we consume enough of that bad, it will have an influence on you. Whatever you put into you is going to come out eventually. You don't think it's going to influence you? You're fooling yourself. You're fooling yourself. Jesus said this in Matthew 12, 34, and 35. We like to say the last part of 34. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. But then it goes on to say, a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. Junk in, junk out. Good stuff in, good stuff out. You can blame Sean for this the other night. He said that he was going into a store, and I don't know where it was at. I think it was Walmart or something. He said he heard a song that he used to love to listen to. He said this, as soon as he heard that song, something come up in him. He said, listen, you know what? Man, I like that. Can I tell you something here this morning? Listen to me. There's K-Love. There's Praise FM. There's Walk FM, and I could go on down the line. You can go out on the satellite TV, and there's two of them out there that you could listen to all the time. You don't have to listen to the junk sometimes that we listen to. Amen or oh my. Junk in, junk out. We don't have to listen to that stuff sometimes. You know what? We can listen to Stairway to Heaven or Highway to Hell if you want to. Oh, by the way, which is the easier path to take? It's that highway to hell, is it not? There's a stairway to heaven according to these songs, and there's a highway to hell. And I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, the Bible tells me the broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there's going to be a lot therein that's going to find it. You know what? It's, we can listen. You can listen to that all you want to. But I'm telling you, when you put that stuff in there, the stuff that's coming is going to come out of there one day. Listen, I used to listen to I listened to all kind of rock and roll. I'm just here to tell you. And it wasn't light rock and roll. I listened to hard rock. I'm just here to tell you. I know what it's like to get out there and, oh, man, I really like that. Oh, man, I like that guitar. Man, I like that. And you know what? I had no idea what half the words even said in some of those songs until after I got saved and I started looking and started digging into it. And you find out, if anybody in here, you know, I want to ask you a question wholeheartedly today. If Jesus Christ was walking with you literally, just walking with you on this earth, would you listen to half of what you listen to? Would you read half of what you read? Would you watch half of what you watch? Or would you put it aside and say, no, not where the Lord's here? What makes a difference? My Bible tells me that the Holy Spirit dwells within you at the moment that you're saved. And you know what? If that Holy Spirit is dwelling within you, it should tell you what is right and wrong. And right there to me is Jesus Christ walking with you literally right now. Amen? Amen. Philippians 2:12. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now, much more in my absence. This is Paul talking to the Philippian church in my absence. Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. We like to use the one part, work out your own salvation, because you know what? That means that I can't judge you, right? But then again, we leave out with fear and trembling so many times because you know what? We just want to do things the way that we want to do it. It is the way I want to do it. It's what I want to watch, preacher. It's what I want to listen to, preacher. It's what I want to read. You know what? You're not going to answer to me one of these days. Amen? There isn't a soul in here that's going to stand before Dave Long when you stand before the Lord one of these days. Dave Long's not even going to be involved in it. As I said, it's up to me and Jamie to preach the word to you the best that we can preach it to you, to let you know what we feel is right and wrong, what we feel according to God's word is right and wrong. And then you take it and you go with it the way that you would. Listen, and he goes on to say, For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling and arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God without fault. And this goes on to say, in a warped and crooked generation. This is the NIV version of it. In a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like the stars in the sky. Praise God. We're different. That's what it's about being a Christian. We are different. Young ladies, I'm going to get into more of this later on down the road. You know what? How you dress, it makes a difference. I'm going to put it to you bluntly. How you dress out there among the world makes a difference. How you dress, you don't go in and try to pull the skirts down. It ain't going to grow anymore with the way it is now. You wear what you need to wear to come and be what God wants you to be. You don't put something out on the counter you don't want to sell. Amen? I wouldn't go much amens out of this. I knew that. But I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, listen to me. Listen to me. What you stuff yourself with is what's going to come out one of these days. Amen? What you stuff yourself with is going to come out one of these days. Those gifts from God... You know, parents, you got those gifts from God that God has given you. They're called your children. Amen? He's given you. And you know what? They see what you're stuffed with. They know exactly what you're stuffed with. They know exactly whenever you, they know exactly how you act, whether or not you're living right. They know just exactly where you're at. They know just exactly what you're doing. I'm here to tell you this morning, those children know what you're stuffed with. And I'm going to tell you something else. You know what? They're going to pay attention to you. And you know, one of these days they're going to try to stuff themselves probably with the same stuff that you stuffed yourself with. Praise God. I'll tell you what. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Many there be that go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few be there that find it. Did you ever notice that? There are going to be few that find it. The Marines have a saying, the few, the proud, the Marines. I'm going to tell you what, the few, the proud, the Christians. Amen? I want everybody in this church to go to heaven. I'm not going to back down. I'm going to continue to preach it the way that I see fit to preach it, because I want to see everybody in this church go to heaven one of these days. How about you? I don't care if they're this young or if they're 90 years old. We have a hope beyond all this. We have a hope beyond all this. We have something beyond this. We have something to look forward to. We have things that we need to hang on to. We have people in our families that are lost. And I'm telling you, by keeping it in and by not letting them know the truth, we're doing them a disservice. We're doing them a disservice. 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners." You know what evil communications means? Bad company corrupts good character. That's what it's saying. Who are your friends? And I'm going to go into detail more on all this. Who are your friends? Well, preacher, I want to be a witness to them. Yeah, you know what happens more often than not? You're not the witness to them. They become the witness to you. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful how you act. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I knew I wouldn't get a whole lot of amens out of this morning, and I may not for the rest of the month. But you know something? Parents, you're not your kids' friends. You're their parents. Well, now, preacher, you're their parents. You're not their friends. And I'm here to tell you this morning, they live under your roof. Go back and read the prodigal son one more time. You know, you read about the prodigal son right there, and if you look at it, and it says that the father divided the goods between the kids. What do you think the son went to a far country to waste it? What do you think? Do you not think that the country he was living in didn't have the stuff that the other country have? It had it. You know why I believe he did it? Because the dad wasn't going to let it happen under his roof. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble here. Parents, you are the parents. That kid, that child, you are responsible for raising. You don't beat them. I'm not telling you that. But listen to me. When they're under your roof, they do what you say. Amen? When they're under your roof, they do what you say. Once they're gone, they live that life, they live that life. We pray for them. But you know what? Me and Tink have to stand before the Lord one of these days for Stephanie and Brian. Stephanie and Mike have to stand before the Lord for these two here one of these days. And we can go on and on and on. Jamie doesn't stand before the Lord because of what I did with Stephanie and Brian. Neither does Debbie. I'm just here to tell you today. That's right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come and get a song, please.